He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Patriots, it's a great honor to have with us President Donald Trump. President Trump, how are you, sir?
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, President Trump.
Good.
I imagine you saw most of this press conference.
I did.
And Joe Biden said he's had enormous progress during his presidency. I don't see it that way, do you?
Well, progress in destroying our country, yes. I think that's been tremendous. He also said something that I assume was a mistake, but he said he expects Putin to go in. He said, I expect him to go in, to go into Ukraine. And I thought that was a very unusual answer. I don't know if he knew what he was saying, because it was, he said that as part of another question, and he was a little confused because he tried to correct something. But that was a strange answer. No, I've watched him. I'd like him to do well. You want to know the truth? Forget about politics. I'd love him to do well. I'd love him to be representing our country. I think it's the lowest our country's ever been. I believe that what happened in Afghanistan, the way we got out, I got it down to 2,000 soldiers. I was the one that did that. That was the heavy lift. But the way we were going to get out with dignity and strength and keep Bagram, and because of China, because it's 1 hour from the nuclear weapons plant. But the way we got out was, I think, the lowest point in the history of our country. And you look with the $85 billion worth of equipment. $85 billion, nobody even knows what that means, Mark. It means 700,000 machine guns. It means 70,000 trucks. 70,000. There's no company in the country that has 70,000 cars, trucks. And these are seriously expensive things. The whole thing was just so horrible. But you look at the border with millions of people coming in. You look at inflation. You look at no more energy independence. No, we have a much different country than we had a year ago.
President Trump, you said something at the beginning that caught my attention, too, and concerns me a lot. A commander-in-chief saying that he expects Russia to invade Ukraine. Now, don't you think Vladimir Putin heard that too?
Well, yeah, and it was like, the problem is, it was like nothing's going to be done. You know, in other words, I expect him. Now, maybe it was a mistake, because it was said in the middle of another sentence and another thought. But he said, use the words, expects that he's going in. And I thought that was strange. Mm-hmm. Whether you don't want it to happen, I just thought it was a very strange thought to be putting out there, that he expects him to go in. And nobody seems to pick it up, because the reporters are the most friendly group of reporters I've ever seen. They don't even ask questions. They make positive statements and then sit down. And I haven't seen one hostile question. I haven't watched all of it. But not even hostile, just one fair question. And it's an interesting thing. It's a phenomenon, because I've never seen this happen except with him. But he'll look down, he'll get a name, and then he'll read off the name, and that's the reporter he's got. Then that reporter, he or she, will ask a question. Then he'll look down again and read from his notes and give the answer. I never had that lovely option. I wish I had the option. I don't want that option, to be honest with you, and I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it, but it's a very weird thing. I assume you noticed that also, Mark.
I noticed a lot of things. I noticed things that are affecting the American people directly. He thinks things are going pretty swimmingly. They didn't talk about crime. They didn't talk about what's going on in the classrooms. They didn't talk about what's happening at the border. And he was there for almost 2 hours, and none of that came up. Don't you find that remarkable?
Well, crime is so bad. It's so out of control. When you look at these kids being shoved off subway stations in New York, off platforms, right into a train, coming in full speed, and a young woman's thrown right into the train, right into the face of the train, killed instantly. And then you look at what happened with the young lady selling in a furniture store, selling furniture, and somebody walks in and knifes her to death. And nothing happens to these people. Nothing happens. The crime is so out of control, and it's not even believable, frankly, what's going on. Democrat-run cities. Democrat-run cities. Terrible.
You know, President Trump, Biden said repeatedly, he said, what do the Republicans stand for? Did he miss your 4 years? I mean, I think during your 4 years, you made it abundantly clear what you stood for. Did you not?
Well, I think so. Energy independent, the strongest border we've ever had. And that includes drugs, not just people and human traffickers. And it includes, we cut down drugs at a level that nobody thought was possible. And I hear 12 times higher than they've ever been. 12 times, Mark. And if you look at the drugs that are coming in now, nobody thought it was possible to do that. They're just running through with large trucks loaded up with drugs. Nobody's there to stop them. You know, the wall is built, other than a few sections. Could have taken 3 weeks to finish it. And he doesn't want it to be finished. It's one of the reasons that we were so successful. You know, our numbers, especially in the last year, once we got real control of it, our numbers were fantastic. And our numbers on drugs were fantastic and stopping. And, you know, you look at what's happening, rebuilding the military, opening Space Force, ANWR, getting ANWR. Ronald Reagan couldn't get ANWR done, and we got it done. The largest drilling site in the world. They ended that. The Keystone Pipeline, great. I ended the Russian pipeline. You know, that was dead, and then he came in and let it happen. And by the way, Germany's going to pay a big price, because Germany might as well wave the flag of surrender to Russia if something should ever happen, because they're going to be basing a lot of their energy on Russian energy coming in through the Nord Stream 2. Nobody ever heard of Nord Stream 2 until I got involved. And, you know, Putin wasn't happy about it. He said to me, "You're killing me on the pipeline." Mm-hmm. I said, "Yeah, that's the way it goes." But, you know, we had a good relationship, but it was tough when they have a phony Russia narrative. You know, they had the Russia hoax. And so that always makes it a little tougher. But we could have done very well with Russia, frankly, but we did stop that. And you wouldn't have had a Ukraine situation. You wouldn't have a Taiwan situation with China. And Kim Jong-un is now, Iran would have been signed within the first week. A great deal would have been signed with Iran within the first week. And China wouldn't be buying their oil at levels that they've never bought before. You know, China is making them rich because they're buying. They would have never bought the oil with me. They never did. They would have never bought the oil with me.
During your presidency, unemployment was low, inflation was low. You had to battle this pandemic. You came up with vaccines, and you came up with the use of antibodies and so forth and so on.
And I noticed therapeutics.
And I listened to Biden. He talks about there's never been an effort like his effort to get people vaccinated. And I'm thinking to myself, President Trump, during your presidency, he did everything he could, I thought, to sabotage your effort. And he blamed you for every single death that occurred during this pandemic. And he doesn't get questioned about that.
Not even a question so far that I've heard. And it's very interesting because, as you know, more people have died with all of the advantages he had, because we had that really running good. But more people have died during this period of time than than the last, and we didn't have the advantage of all of the things we have now, and it's largely because they don't trust him. You know, we didn't have a problem with the mandates are bad, but we didn't have a problem with mandates. People wanted to get the shot, and, you know, we got that out much sooner. We got it done in 9 months versus 5 years, 5 to 12 years they said it was going to take. I got it done. The FDA does not like me, I will tell you that, but we got it done very quickly and very effectively. And you look at what's happened with him, and, you know, a very bad thing he did was the pause with Johnson & Johnson. That was a very bad thing. It sent a very bad signal. But we didn't have a problem where people didn't want to take the shots. There was nothing. And then all of a sudden it, you know, happened and happened. And I really believe it's because they don't trust him.
You know, Joe Biden says he's not moved to the left. Peter Ducey said to him, why are you trying to take the country to the left? He says, I'm a moderate. I'm not a socialist. I'm not Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I think his actions defy that, don't they?
Well, he says all that. He said that during the debates. He said that during his debates with other Democrats. But it's not true. And, you know, what he said on energy, you look at what he said on energy. Look at what you take a look at religion. What's going on there? You know the stances that these Democrats, these radical left Democrats, are taking. No, he said all of these things that were very moderate, and then he did things that nobody could believe. Bernie Sanders cannot believe what's happening. He said, "I would have never gotten away with any of this stuff." It's not really even believable, Mark, what's happening. I mean, and I don't think it's him. It's a group of people, I guess. It's, you know the names, perhaps. But it's a group of people that are crazy, radical left communists. Mm-hmm. And that's where the country is going. You know, I used to say we're going to be Venezuela on steroids, or we're going to be Venezuela large scale. And that's where we're heading as a country. That's exactly where we're heading.
This January 6th committee, which is filled with Nancy Pelosi flunkies, pretty much, and
right.
Never Trumpers, and we've never really seen anything like this out of the House of Representatives.
Right.
I just want to ask you a question. You leave the presidency. They hounded you with impeachment. They hounded you with criminal investigation. They hounded you at the FBI, the intel agencies. The media endlessly hounded you, for which they handed themselves Pulitzer Prizes. It was all phony. Now we have this January 6th thing, which is almost like a third impeachment committee. They're subpoenaing everybody they possibly can. You have members of this committee going on TV talking about, well, we're looking for indictments and so forth, which is unconstitutional. Members of Congress are not criminal investigators. Then you got to deal with this attorney general in New Jersey and this Manhattan DA. And what is it about you? You apparently scare the hell out of these people that they really want to put a stake through your heart.
Well, there's never been anything like this. You look at, they've weaponized all of these law enforcement agencies. And we didn't, you know, and it's a bad thing to do, but we didn't. We didn't do anything with regard to his son. We didn't do, you know, they come after my kids who are great kids. And it's a disgrace, but they've weaponized it. And the people that are doing it are people that campaigned. You look at the attorney general in New York. Just take a look at that. And these are people that this is a woman that went out and campaigned on getting Trump. She got into office by viciously campaigning about Trump. I used to hear about her. I'd say, who the hell is that? And it was horrible what she was saying. And then she gets in, and even after she was in, she thought it was so funny. She went on The View a couple of weeks ago, and you know, very threatening, very horrible that you're allowed to do that. And you're not really allowed to do that. You're not really allowed to do that. There was a man named Maurice Najjara years ago. I don't know if you remember that name, Mark.
No.
I think you're not much too young to remember. But he was a prosecutor out of control. And it was a very bad thing for the state of New York and the country and all. And he ended up burning and crashing. You know, it was very interesting because she ran for governor. She went after Cuomo, as you possibly have heard.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, she ended up running for governor. She got no poll numbers. It was a disaster. She was gone for 6 weeks, and then she said she's going back to do big things. I wonder what you meant by big things, right? Mm-hmm. But this shouldn't be taking place in our country. Never, nothing like this has ever happened. We had the Russia. We had the impeachment hoax number one, number two. We had the Mueller no collusion report after 2 years, no collusion. But nothing like this has ever happened.
You know, as I was watching Biden, he seemed to be in his own world, President Trump, in this respect.
Yeah.
I mean, he thinks things are going very well. The country's more united, even though we have to do more. This is a big problem when he's completely out of touch like this. I mean, the polls are awful for him, and he says, I don't believe the polls. He just dismisses them. What do you make of that?
Well, that's the way they ran their campaign, too. And, you know, it wasn't going to be Biden. It was going to be Bernie or somebody. They were surprised it was Biden. But when it was, they got him around. He was the vessel. And they got him around, and they're putting in things that nobody ever dreamt possible. Our country is not the same. Our country right now, we have millions and millions of people living here. You'll be hearing from those people someday. But we have millions, and in a very bad way, we have millions of people in this country that should not be here, that came in illegally. You look at what happened with the plane lift. They talk about this wonderful plane lift. 3% of the people were vetted. We have no idea who these people are. And many of the people are gone. They have no idea where they are. You'll be hearing about it. It'll be a sad day for New York and a sad day for this country. Many people are missing. You know that. The Afghans come in. Mm-hmm. You have terrorists come in that group. I don't fear saying that. You have terrorists coming in that group. They have no idea who they are. Coming through the southern border, you don't just have the four countries. You have many. They said last week 121 different countries, people coming in. We have no idea who they are. And they talk about masks and they talk about vaccines. They don't have masks or vaccines. But if you come in that way, you don't have to have, you know, everything is fine. No, it's very sad what's happening to our country. It's at the lowest point it's ever been at. And as bad as the wall is, and you know, he could have finished the wall in 3 weeks, and as bad as the borders, all the different things that they've messed up, including our military with the woke generals. We have great generals. I know a lot of them. I knocked out ISIS, as you know, 100% of the caliphate. We have great generals, but not the guys on television. The guys on television are terrible generals. But as bad as it all is, the worst thing was what happened with the Afghan leaving. I think that was the lowest moment in the history of our country. It was as though we surrendered. And you had the 13 young soldiers killed, but you had many, many wounded, horribly wounded. And we left hostages behind. We moved the military out first. We didn't keep Bagram. And China's now taking Bagram, in my opinion. That's what's happening. And Bagram is billions of dollars it cost many years ago to build it. And it's right next to China. You had to keep it. And we would have left with dignity and with strength. But $85 billion, nobody even knows what that represents, Mark. They have no idea. When they hear $85 billion, you know, they say, oh, you mean $85 million. I say, no, that's a lot of money, too, $85 billion. And I think it was the lowest point in the history of our country.
President Trump, we don't have a ton of time left, and I want to thank you for the time that you're here. I want to ask you a question about elections. Biden and the Democrats are saying, if you don't vote for and support our radical takeover and nationalization of the voting system, which would enshrine the Democrat Party in the majority for the foreseeable future and undermine the Constitution, every one of these Republican state legislatures, then the next election could be corrupt because the Republicans are trying to prevent minorities from voting. Now, when they speak like that, are they not trashing our voting system? Are they not undermining the belief in the voting system that they accuse you of doing?
Yeah. Well, the last election was a third world election. It was a horrible thing that took place. It was rigged. It was bad in so many ways, so horrible. And now they want to go a step further, and they want to take it so that essentially a Republican could never be elected again if a thing like that passed. What they want to do, I mean, think of it, no voter ID. Many, they have aspects in this that nobody can even believe, but mail-in voting all over the place, which is a very, very weak form of voting. In fact, if you look at Jimmy Carter, I guess, and Baker had a commission, and they said the one thing you don't want to do is vote by mail.
Right.
And we got a sample of that, Mark, just recently, and it was a terrible thing that happened to our country. No, they don't stop. They want to try and get this. They want to federalize it. And it shouldn't be allowed, but we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. I'd like to see different leadership fighting it. You know, when Mitch McConnell gave them 2 months, that was a killer. That was a killer. That was 2 months to get their act together, and they did. So we'll see what happens.
And when do you think you'll decide or make public your decision to run or not? I'm not going to put you on the spot. You're not going to announce it.
No, yet, I appreciate that. Well, you know, the campaign finance laws sort of make you do it a certain way. But I think the people on your show, and congratulations, because you have a tremendously big hit show.
Thank you.
I congratulate you. It's amazing what you've been able to do, both on television and on radio. And, you know, it was so great. I went on your television show, and because of that, the book that we came out with, which is beautiful pictures and everything, but it was just incredible how it sold.
It's a great book.
Our journey together, yeah. It sold very importantly, very big, with your television show. We did a double, right? We did a double take.
That's right.
And
triple.
It was great. And, well, it got to be a triple because of breaking news one night, pretty big breaking news.
Yeah.
But, you know, your show's a great success, and I think it's great.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful.
And by the way,
over 200,000 books already. 45.
Wow.
It's called 45books.com for any of your people that want to buy it. But it's been a great success.
45books.com. 45books.com. It is a beautiful book. Because my wife and your wife are in there.
That's right. That's right. And they both look great. They both look great. But we've had a lot of fun with it. It's been a wonderful success. But I'm serious. When I did your show, it really had a tremendous impact. It's been a very big seller.
Well, Mr. President, I want to thank you for coming on. It's been a year now.
Thank you.
A lot of people I know say, good Lord, where's Trump when we need him? This is just too much to take. And I think a lot of people think that way.
Well, it's sad to watch. But something will happen. But it's when you look at what's going on now, we're at a level that we've never been at before, I think. It's a very sad thing. And I just want to thank you, Mark.
All the best to you, Mr. President, and your family. And God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you soon. Thanks, Mark.
See you soon. That was President Donald Trump's first reaction to the Biden press conference. You can see the difference, can't you? Absolutely. We'll be right back.